With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More info is being released regarding the suspect accused of shooting and killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a hotel Wednesday. CNN's reporting that the guy traveled by Greyhound bus from Atlanta to New York before the shooting, with the company saying they are fully cooperating with authorities. Police also believe the suspect arrived in New York City 10 days before the shooting, checking into a hostel with a fake New Jersey driver's license. Earlier in the day, police released more surveillance photos of the person, much clearer than previous surveillance photos. They show most of the suspect's face. House Speaker Mike Johnson meets with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy on Capitol Hill to discuss efforts to streamline the government.
Government is too big, it does too many things, and it does almost nothing well. And the taxpayers deserve better. They deserve a more responsive government, a more efficient government, one that is leaner and more focused on its primary objectives. And that's the opportunity that we have here now. We believe it's an historic moment for the country, and these two gentlemen are going to help navigate through this exciting new day.
Also at SRNnews.com, a 7.0 earthquake hit the West Coast just off the California coast near the border of the Golden State and Oregon.
The 7.0 magnitude offshore quake had localized but minimal damage. The quake was felt as far as south of San Francisco. It was followed by smaller aftershocks. Elizabeth Cochran with the U.S. Geological Survey says some Northern California cities did feel the quake.
There was still strong shaking that occurred in the local nearby areas of the cities of Eureka and Rio Del and Fortuna.
There were no immediate reports of major damage or injury.
This is SRN News. The 2024 verse of the year comes from the New Testament.
YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, reveals that the verse most commonly sought out by users this year is Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Given the tensions in this country and problems around the globe during 2024, analysts are not surprised that a verse like Philippians 4:6 would be the most popular amongst Bible readers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that most of Idaho's law that makes it illegal to help underage girls get an abortion without their parents' consent can take effect while a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality continues. The decision by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the statute's prohibition on helping a minor get an abortion by harboring or transporting them is likely to be found constitutional. This is SRN News. Consumer Reports recently did a survey on the reliability of electric vehicles.
Jake Fisher, who's in charge of the Consumer Reports Auto Testing Center, told me that they're finding that people now want a simple electric vehicle that's just a car that doesn't have all these bells and whistles. They want reliability. They want more. And I think the automakers are moving in that direction where you don't have as many bells and whistles on electric vehicles and it's more comparable to a conventional gas engine. And the reliability is going to get better.
Correspondent Tom Krishner. The survey found vehicles with internal combustion engines and gas electric hybrids still far more dependable. Consumer Reports subscribers say that electric vehicles had 42% more problems than gas cars on average. That was down from 79% more in the 2023 survey. More details at SRNnews.com.